This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farmer's Edge. I'm Riley Smith. Water hemp is one of the top weeds impacting Iowa crops. We'll have more right after this.
Get more value from your soil testing this year and better service for your team. Book your spring or fall soil testing now until April 30th and receive free scouting software. Retailers and agronomists, don't wait. Get this free service that will set your team ahead of the competition. Visit FarmersEdgeLabs.com or contact labsales@FarmersEdge.ca to claim this special offer. Farmers Edge Labs, soil test with the best.
So far, most of Iowa's crops are looking healthy, which is especially important as we enter the critical time frame for pollination. Weed control is incredibly important in making sure that crops are healthy, and one of the top problem weeds is water hemp, as it is every year. Travis Ralphs, Eastern Iowa Territory Account Manager with Valent, said that farmers should have been working on weeds for a while now, as it is getting to be too late to apply herbicides on corn.
Yeah, so, you know, from a corn standpoint, we're starting to run out of options because we're just getting so late. Some of our retailers are starting to put the drops on their machines right now, and, you know, you just never get good enough coverage, and it's just hard because, the corn's so big and all that kind of stuff. So you really got to, you know, set up a time to talk with your retailer and make sure you got a good program in place and figure out which herbicide you're going to have to use for the water hemp, because we're getting pretty limited this late in the season.
While soybeans have a little more flexibility, it's getting late to be applying herbicides there too. Ralph said farmers need to visit with their retailers to make sure they are using the right modes of action for their fields.
Kind of the same thing. We're getting a little late and behind the eight ball a little bit, but there are still some options out there. Depending on the height and where your stage of soybeans are. But again, I just highly recommend getting with your retailer and getting some answers there from those guys. You know, there are some different modes of action that we need to start looking at. Most of the stuff that I look at now, Riley, to be honest with you, it's programs that, you know, maybe we didn't get enough mode of actions on the acre. Maybe we didn't use the right mode of actions in some of these water hemp areas. And quite honestly, some of the mode of actions and the products that we're using is just they're not working anymore.
For more information, visit Valent.com. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.